poll, Democrat Governor Tony Evers tied with Republican candidate Rebecca Clefish in Wisconsin governor race. By Jacob Bliss on September 15, 2021. The latest poll from Redfield and Wilton Strategies shows that Wisconsin's Democrat incumbent, Governor Tony Evers, is tied in a hypothetical poll with Republican candidate and former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. The poll found, in the hypothetical scenario of Evers facing Clefish, the two are currently in a tie, both with 41% of the vote, a little more than a year out from the election. Only 12% of the respondents said they don't know how they would vote in the election. The hypothetical poll shows Evers, who has already announced his re-election bid, could face a tough battle against the former lieutenant governor. The hypothetical poll was a little more in the governor's favor. 43% said they would vote for the governor, while only 36% said they would vote for the small business owner, Jonathan Wichman, a Republican. There was also 12% of the respondents who said they were unsure. The poll also found that Evers' approval ratings are below the 50% mark. Only 45% of the respondents said they approve of the governor, and 38% said they disapprove. The poll asked the respondents who they would vote for in the hypothetical scenarios of the 2022 gubernatorial election for Wisconsin's governor. The respondents were given the hypothetical Republican nominee and Democratic nominee in another option. The hypothetical poll from Redfield and Wilton Strategies on the gubernatorial race asked 730 people between August 20 and 24. The margin of error for the poll is 3.63%. Clefish, who recently appeared on Breitbart News Saturday, said that a fighter would defeat the radical left, tagging Evers as part of the radicals. She said Evers shut down the whole economy in the state during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Then she added, when tens of thousands of Wisconsinites inevitably lost their jobs because he shut their companies down, he couldn't even be bothered to pick up the phone at the Department of Workforce Development when people wanted to get unemployment insurance. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.